Okay, so this meeting is called to order. Let the minutes show that we have Lynn Bog, Ben Prada, Joe Blankenship, Molly Ho, and Brendan Sonnier. With us, Aaron Chestnut. Do we have any amendments to the agenda?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Can we add a 5.6 to approve an investment? We're gonna add, under the new record retention schedule, we'll add one.
That's several labs.
Yeah. Investment located. And then I need to add, under old business,
6.4.
Yeah, but the way it is in your packet, it's actually 6.1, and everything else shifts down. So however you want to address that. But that's basically a reminder for all the mandatory training is what that is.
For the next year.
You wanted us.
All the years.
You wanted first thing in all business.
Yes, please. But it needs to approve what was.
I'm gonna re-accept the changes to the agenda.
I have a motion to change, to accept the changes to the agenda. Do I have a second?
A second.
And a second, is there anyone opposed? Thank you very much. Looking around, I see that we do not have any public participation as yet, but we do have, coming to us quickly via Zoom, we will have our architect.
Can we talk about the minutes for a minute?
Sure.
So Joe noticed that in the minutes, the second to last bullet point where it goes into executive session and then comes back out. I do not have in the minutes who made the motion to come back out. I did not find it in my notes, and because it was executive session, it wasn't in the recording. So.
Well, we went out, but we didn't come back in on here.
And in the minutes, yes. It really we did. But I don't remember who made the motion and seconded to come back out of executive session to finish the meeting. But since we have activity from Joe and Lynn right there, are we okay with saying Joe moved to come out of executive session, Lynn seconded?
Sounds good.
Does that work? Okay. Then I'll add that to minutes.
But we did come back out.
We did come back.
We always do. It's funny though that it won in the recording.
Well, we never record executive session.
Oh, so we would have.
Yeah.
But it was not recorded.
But we're gonna do that. I think somebody in the room will approve that.
I'll still move.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second to add to the agenda that.
To add to the minutes.
Statute of the minutes, I'm sorry. That Lynn moved and Joe seconded coming back out of executive session. Is there anyone opposed? Move on.
Circle back whenever he joins.
You think he's having a problem?
I never know.
There he is. Somebody's in the way.
Let's let him in.
I'm not.
Hello? Hello? Hey, you there, David?
Yes.
Well, you're just
yes,
in time.
I'm here, I'm here.
You're just in time. You just got your part of the agenda. Can you hear me from here?
Yes, I can hear you better now.
Okay, great. So, as you know, we didn't have any bids submitted for the last time we went out, the October 13th opening. So I know you had mentioned possibly waiting until after the first of the year to go back out and advertise again. And I think I had asked you to look back at the estimated cost and make sure it's still tracked since it's been a few months since we did that. So any news or thoughts to share on any of that?
Not really. I think, you know, I'm hoping that as the year goes by, maybe the economy will cool down a little bit and people will be interested in bidding projects again.
Why are they not interested now?
What do you think's holding them back now? Is it just the cost of things, or is everyone still busy?
I think everyone's still busy. That's what I think. I think people are just still busy. They're so busy, they just don't want to provide a bid. They don't want to do the work to bid.
Is it an option to open it up further? Or fly it out more widespread? How do you mean? Who all can bid right now?
Anyone who has a
statewide
contract. Like
statewide?
This. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think somebody from out of state could, as long as they had a license.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not
No. No, but of course, if somebody from out of the area bids, they're probably going to add to their costs so they can come camp out nearby.
I have found that some of my smaller projects are getting a lot more interest from contractors in bidding. I just don't know how interested they'll be bidding through the holidays.
Okay. What is it just because they're doing stuff with families, or are they why won't they do it at all?
Yeah, in general, historically, during the holidays they'll be doing, you know, their holiday family stuff, but and a lot of them they go hunting.
Okay, that makes more sense. I forget, it's not here until the first year all together, doing my thing.
Okay. So can we revisit the project, make sure that the cost estimate is still okay, still works with our budget as far as supply stuff goes, and be ready to roll just as soon as the first of the year comes around?
Yes, ma'am. We can do that. We can send you a report on that.
Okay. I mean, it's a delay, but it sounds like we might as well delay as opposed to getting higher bids in the meantime, right? I think.
As long as our what we're up against, I wonder if we shouldn't put some notice on Facebook, or, you know, we don't use the newspaper anymore, but the newspaper's still. I get it.
Yeah.
Just let them know that we're still working on it. We're not letting it go, that people aren't interested in even bidding on it.
Yeah. I recently talked to, I think it was the Lions Club. And one of the things I said was, I know I wanted it done by now. I know it's not done yet. We are not giving up. I will not stop until it's done. If it's the last thing I do, it's not going to be the last thing I do. And they started laughing at me. So.
I remember it. Well, I don't know, you know,
say Mike Nothing, go ahead and bid on it. And he's got many other bigger things to work on.
Could be. I mean, to me, it sounds like a good sized project, but in the grand scheme of things, I think there is a fairly small potatoes.
Yeah, so what, did they make less money on the small one? Is that the deal?
For their effort, I would think so.
I think their effort would be the same. I mean, it'd be, you're working a lot less, your expenses are less, so your profits, well, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. That's fine. I'm not a contractor. All right. Do we have any other questions for David?
Thank you, David.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry I couldn't be there. I'm driving through Cameron right now, but yeah, if you have something else, you know, you can always shoot me an email or call me. But in the meantime, we'll work up the budget, have another look, make sure we're on track.
Okay. That sounds good, David. Thank you. I'll be in touch.
Okay. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so moving on, let's look at new business. First item is proposed changes to the organization.
So this is not something that needs action right now, but I wanted to let you kind of know where my thoughts are. Because we are just open West Central, which is a larger rural facility than we have had previously. And there's a decent chunk of land next, also ours that needs care, all this kind of thing. There's two buildings on the property, et cetera, et cetera. We're looking at doing a new building lease Beauregard. We're looking at hopefully soon enlarging what we do in South Beauregard. All of these things require facilities and maintenance people. What we've been doing outside of janitorial is basically our security guard kind of is our liaison with trades people, electricians and plumbers and what have you. And at the rural branches, when something's up, the clerks let him know and he sets things up. As we are getting more facilities, that takes more time. And I would like us to consider moving to having a facilities person or maintenance person. Possibly a few people so that we can divide and conquer when there's problems at two branches on one day and what have you. So I want to move towards having a basically a maintenance department, small though it would probably be. I do think what I'm going to try to do is get with some of the other library systems comparable to our size, see what they're doing. If they've got job descriptions, I can copy and modify as needed, kind of go from there. Just see how others are doing it and verify that it is something we want to move towards. It could take away, right now we spend a fair chunk of money on things like lawn care. It's really expensive in the summer. If we've got a maintenance crew or facilities crew and we buy a lawnmower, then we can cut some of that. Now it would mean we would need facilities for the facilities people, whether it's a small warehouse or more office space, or I don't know. There are certainly expenses that come with it, but it's something I want to look at and see if it's a decent return on investment to go that route or not. So that's something that's been on my mind and I wanted to throw at you guys as a possibility. I'm also asking our HR officer to spend some time working on succession planning for some of our senior staff positions in particular. We're an aging staff and we've all got things going on that may, in some of our cases, may impact what kind of projects we can take on or how many hours are still available or do we need to retire? You know, all of these things are coming up and I don't want to just be caught unaware when it does. So we're working on some succession planning in the next year or two. So I wanted to let you guys know that that's coming up.
And I'm looking forward.
Okay. Any questions, comments?
Your maintenance worker, you're looking at one maintenance worker?
I don't know yet.
Or if you have.
I would think that would be a good start.
The second one.
We have the other two facilities yet, so I think it's kind of hard to judge at this time.
You know, would we need a part-time or second or? No, I don't know.
I don't either. And I guess where I'm coming from is just if I'm having trouble getting people to come over and do, I wonder who's available to be a maintenance guy.
Well, especially if they're going to be a jack of all trades. I mean, now you can call plumber and get them out or call electrician, get them out, but you need to have somebody that can be an electrician and a plumber. That's kind of.
Well, some of those things, because I never want to do anything that negates insurance. Some of those things we would still be calling electricians and plumbers and somebody who's licensed in that trade. But if it's something minor, then I'd like to not have to call a handyman and wait for them to get us on their schedule and then pay them their call out fee plus everything else.
Plus, the maintenance person would be responsible for that person if you try to call her.
Yeah.
Maybe someone that's retired that.
Then they're on the payroll though when it's not necessarily seen.
I'll find someone that needs to be. Now I see what you're saying, but that might be a reason to go with a part-time person, at least to start and see if it's something that satisfies the need or if we need to build on or what.
Why don't you have somebody keep up with what the problems are, what, how many times you call them out, what the cost is, you know, that might in a year be less than.
Yeah.
You know what we're at, what our costs are. And it also bigger ass. To me, like I was thinking, well, it to me more of a part-time.
Yeah. Well, and especially in the summer, there used to always be kids that wanted to buy the grass.
If I'm hiring somebody to do it, they need to be licensed and insured. Because if they throw a rock and hit somebody's car, it needs to be on them, not me. Or if they throw a rock and hit somebody's leg and break it.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Okay. And I don't know how this would, if we had somebody on staff to do it, I don't know how that would.
Who does our grass now? I'm kind of behind.
Lee's lawn.
So it is a company.
Yeah.
Even at single? Thought we would work out something new.
I do want to, but it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, it hasn't happened yet. Okay.
Next item is system goals.
I did not put that in the packet, did I?
Okay.
High level recap. We had put some goals out to increase our foot traffic on the branches, increase our physical circulation across the system, pass a tax election, which we did. We had just a series of things we wanted to do this year. And I'm very happy to say all of them have been checked off the to-do list. And I was going to mention it later, but since we're talking about it now, I've been noticing every month I go over Janet's statistical sheet that tells our circulation, the number of programs, and all that kind of thing. And I've been noticing that the library visits, the number of people coming in, has been higher than the year before, more often than not. So I asked her to do a year-to-date comparison this year of last year. And our goal that I wanted to do by June 1st was to increase by 10%. We did that before June 1st. But year-to-date, we're almost 31% over what we were last year. So I'm very happy with that.
And that's for what?
That's the number of people coming in all our buildings.
What is it compared before COVID?
I haven't looked. Don't bring me down.
Are we still saying, I was just making sure we're still in three bin even before prior. But yes, that's not meant to wire that shit to your ears for sure.
No, it's, I again, haven't done
it. As long as it's higher, then it's positive for sure.
Yeah, Last time I just wondered that.
We need to go back and back to normal.
And I don't think you're.
Graphs and this graph looks like we're almost back to pre-COVID.
That's circulation.
Right, so I would think that traffic would.
Our traffic's been doing better than our circulation, honestly.
Not to just be all about me, but the girls at Singer says it's just awesome.
Yeah.
It is, it's so much better than it's been in years and years. I think the building, I think so.
Well, and I wonder if foot traffic will ever come back because of people using electronic devices.
There, yeah, the electronic usage is still really high, but good number of people coming in for events and programs. And I think it's, and we're getting a lot of people come in. Apparently, it's not the end thing to have a printer at home anymore. So a lot of people come in to use the copier or the printer.
That's me.
Because they don't have to print much.
Yeah, everything is just email.
Erin, can I revisit something? I'm not sure that we actually approved the minutes. We approved the change. Did we approve the minutes?
We had approved them first, and then we went back and changed the minutes.
We didn't.
We didn't.
I have it written as approve the minutes with the change.
Oh, okay, so we did it all as one.
That's.
Yep.
Sorry.
No. When I turned that page, I thought we didn't actually talk about the minutes. All we talked about was that one.
Okay, is that all with system goals?
Yes.
Okay, then item two is approve the proposed budget for fiscal year 2023.
Yes.
So I hope I'll have a chance to read through that. All right, so our ad valorem is obviously the vast majority of our revenue every year. I'm budgeting our revenues at 97% of what the tax assessor said they would be assessing for us per year, just in case we have people who don't pay their taxes. So that's in line with what I do every year. State revenue sharing number is from the Office of the State Treasurer. It did go up a little bit this year. I think we were at 54,500 something this time. Yeah. So it went up a little bit, estimating 3,500 on fees and 500 on fines. Fines have dropped off since we stopped doing overdue fines on the majority of our collection. We do still do overdue fines on equipment that checks out and is overdue. But by and large, it's significantly less than it has been in years before we decided to drop the overdue fines. Interest, I've got at 1300. You guys probably remember that y'all approved us doing some investments with UBS Financial. Already seeing returns on that. So I'm happy with that move. And I do think that I'm underestimating what we will see on interest here. But I like to underestimate revenue and overestimate expenses when I can, so I don't invest in the money. Gifts, donations, and grants, 500 is what I'm estimating. And I realized in the little narrative for that section, it does say estimating at least one grant for 1,000. That should be 250. That's what I get for cutting and pasting from last year.
250,000?
Oh, no, 250.
Dollars?
Dollars.
That's very small.
That is very small. And I don't know if we're talking here, how $250, or if it's the grant offers material or supplies in the amount of, you know. So that's what we're looking at for that. Anticipated carry forward is 4.6 million. That's based on some arithmetic I do, but I never really, really know what it is until after the year is truly over. And then even my number is usually a little off. Based off from what the auditor comes back with, because she takes things like the pension value and stuff like that into account. That's, that was different than mine. So that's my best guess at this point, is what I'm saying there. Then we talked about annual expenditures, the largest of which is our personnel services. And I figured this and that number that I got there, the 1.483 million. I looked at the consumer price index for inflation. The salary scale we use was created in 2017 and implemented in January of 2018. According to the US government, we've had just under a 20% inflation between January of 2018 and September of this year. So I took our salary scale and increased everything 18%. Now 18 and 20 are not the same. But since we do pay for things like health insurance premium for our employees, I didn't go as high as the 20%. If we're okay with doing that and kind of keeping our scale competitive, then this is the expenditure that I'm requesting for that. If we don't want to do that 18% increase, then we would be looking at 1.308 instead of the 1.483. So that's something to keep in mind. What else do I want to highlight in here? Materials and supplies. I've got a,
excuse me, yeah. Just going back to your what you just said. Social Security is going to increase their benefit checks by 8.7%. And that's based on what they're saying is the cost of living increase.
8.7?
8.7.
Okay. When was the last time they did that?
That's what they've announced.
No, I've never seen anybody do an increase that big.
That is a large increase.
I mean, that's where retired officers are going to be. They're not even close.
It's 7 or 8. Teachers know what they're getting.
It's nothing.
Nothing. Or 1 or 2% raise.
Right. Yeah. So the way the scale was set up and is set up, assuming your job duties don't change or anything, you stay on the same level. And every year, based on your employee review and how well or thoroughly you've met your professional development goals for the year, you have the opportunity to move up a step on that same level. And those steps can either be nothing, you stay the same, it can be a 2% increase or a 2.5% increase. So it's not that anyone stayed stagnant, unless it's for their own doing, for the last, 4 years? But that 2.5% isn't really enough to keep up with the cost of living and be an increase. It's not really enough to keep up with the cost of living. So just thinking of it like that got me wondering, are my people making less money now effectively than they were when we started this salary scale? So that's where this came from. But I mean, I can go back and use a different number. It doesn't have to be 18% if we want to do this, but not do it to that extent.
No, we do it this year, and then next year, we're still on the same trend. Will we be able to give them that kind of a, can we afford those kind of increases?
Not every year.
But I know that a lot of this inflation was due to gas, and it
hopefully was temporary and was gonna shift back down again. I don't know. I just would think it might be prudent to kind of sit on it and watch it a while. I don't know. Or ask somebody that.
When does that part have to be approved? How much?
When is the next pay salary? Well, the budget for it needs to be approved today, so we can go to the public and then do a final approval after a public hearing. But there's nothing that says we don't approve it at that lower rate, the same salary scale as is now. And then if we decide to adjust sometime in the middle of next year, we can do that.
Okay, I didn't know there's only allowed to be.
The workers want to do an amendment.
I think we need to do a little bit more educating ourselves before we take that step.
Okay. So we want to move that to the 1,308,761. Is that amount for the time being?
I'd kind of like to still put something in there, but just not that big. I mean, 5, 7, you know, something.
I would say like that.
Five might be the
best choice. That's just a lot.
Okay.
And you know, in time to come, 5 years, you know, from now, can we still afford this?
Well, yeah, for that long, that much, then at some point, you're gonna have to go backwards. It's better to add to it and get that out.
And you brought it.
New guy put it out there.
Yeah.
It's 2, we'll go to 5, and that's.
Now, I'm talking about the, trying to explain this, get it from my head out my mouth. I'm not talking about the step increase changing to 18 or 5 or whatever. I'm talking about a one-time change for the scale. Everything jumps 5%. And then the mechanics of the scale stay the same. So it still has the possibility of changing up 0, 2, or 2.5% based on how we do on their evaluation and their professional development. It's just that one-time bump and then the scale maintains.
So if we bump it up 5, then they'll still get the 2 or 2, possibly could be up to 7.5. They increase.
As long as y'all decide, yes.
I mean, like if we chose 5.
Right, yeah.
This one, to 7.5 would be.
But bump it, everything up 5%, then after that, it would still be the same to me.
Right.
I'd like to make a motion for 5%.
Second. Have a motion to bump up the salary scale by 5%. And second, is there any further discussion? I think on this one, we're gonna vote out loud. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Guys have it.
So this is the 5% is very doable if we were going for 18 and it was doable?
Yes.
Sarah John at the library.
No.
I didn't get that combo.
So other things to note, I am looking at an increase on the materials and supply budget. This year we budgeted 70,000, the last thing 102,000 this coming year. Part of that is we are hoping to, not hoping, we're going to expand our children's programming services in the coming year. We've been doing story time a lot and that's wonderful, but we can do more than that. So I'm looking forward to offering some more STEM related things and just things that will bring in more of the elementary age kids as opposed to the preschool kids and give them something of an education to do. And it will require supplies. So we're looking at that. We're also seeing, happily, more opportunities to go to events in the community, whether we're talking about information fairs or things like that. Raleigh Historical Society finally got to bring back their timber festival this year after 3, 4 years now. So we're able to go there. And while we can and do often have informational booths and just hand out information about what we have going on at the library, it's more memorable for the kids and adults to, and more attractive to them to actually come stop at the booth if there's some kind of activity to do.
A balloon or something.
Something.
You know, something attractive.
Yeah, so.
I remember.
Right.
I've been wondering if you have got additional programs for children. The parents aren't gonna necessarily drop them off and come back get them. If you had something that would entertain parents educationally, what library has to offer, come see this touchscreen about our whatever and have somebody showing it. I don't know, something that would engage the parents about library resources.
Yeah.
As long as they're.
Just have a lineup of different topics or events or whatever.
What we have on our e-stuff, how to check out the I think that's my services. Was there gonna be hanging out probably while, and maybe don't want to necessarily do that too with the child, or like then are there, but they're part of people.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good
opportunity to catch a
captive audience on this.
Yeah.
So I think that's good. We're in the middle of doing a materials survey right now, ask the people what kind of materials they like to check out from the library, which is hardback, regular print versus large print, you know, this kind of thing. And I was looking at the survey is still open. We're still taking replies to it. And I was looking at what's come in so far earlier today. And apparently people want to check out telescopes and video games. So.
Okay.
So.
What about wetbacks? I mean, I'm just thinking about things after a crackerful thing, right?
So we're still working on trying to get a library of things, as it's called when you do that, up and running. So that's still part of the budget request for libraries. Online.
Online on the library's website?
Yes.
One thing.
Top of the front, top of the homepage.
One thing that happened in Calcasieu that I checked out before.
Cake pans?
Cake pans.
I love them.
The cake pans. They have all the cute little.
Yeah.
And that.
You, the stuff that you only need once a year.
You need only.
The hearts.
Never did that one again. But that's something that, you know, if it was available possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have, I guess, like that email or, hey, can I check out a lot next year, you know, do you need some pen time to get it up and running, but.
I think we need, I'm just thinking for the Ragley one. We only had two the portable wifi things. I could not believe we only had two. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The hotspots?
Yes. And we had to return it. You only have it, can have it for so many days. Are there more requests or am I just the only one?
I'm not hearing that there are a lot of people requesting.
I don't think anyone knows. If people knew that there was hotspots that you could borrow for a week, because there's so many people that still struggle with the internet where we are.
Yeah.
Like my parents thought we were joking that they can rent a hotspot.
Or they even know that there is such a.
And they did, well, they didn't either, but like you guys on my grandma, you know what I mean? I just felt like you have hotspots.
Yeah.
People were like, well, we could get them on vacation for the car for the kids to do stuff. And I thought, we only have two. I was one that actually rented one and we have internet, but we had got it from my parents to show them that they could get it, whatever it is on TV.
Yeah.
Cause they don't have satellite.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know how much there's even cost.
Well, there are more than two in the parish. There are two at that branch.
She didn't come in, there was only two. And she needed it back in 7 days and then I'd be put back on the list.
That was during the checkout time is a week regardless of how.
Yeah, and I was fine with that. I just felt like there only two. Maybe people don't know about it.
What if you go on vacation and you've gone longer than 7 days?
And you cannot check it out.
Overdue fines and once you turn it back in, it's taken care of.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't check it out.
Yeah, you can sign paperwork. It's pretty strict.
Okay.
And we're rule followers, so.
Could be a happy item, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yep. Very much so. I was just curious if that would be something we could put in the budget if there was more of a need.
Sure.
How many do they have in single?
I'm telling you, people don't know about them because our people would be blowing down the doors to get wifi.
I mean, that's what I need to be just.
What about a demo at the.
Oh. The office is there now. I finished my my Medicare application today. I've been sweating bullets, the internet's crazy. Oh, Lord. I went to the library in that day and just so happened that the internet was out.
Lovely.
Hey, software for pantry use, and that was my request today.
Yes, yes, it was. Okay, let's see, what else do we have?
If you find a, or you know of a book that you want to listen to on Libby, but it's not available, how do you? Who buys those books?
There used to be a thing you could click on request it and not have them actually email me saying we got it.
On Overdrive.
It's available.
Can you do the same thing on Libby?
Don't know, it's Overdrive.
I'm jumping on Overdrive.
I'm jumping on Overdrive, and sometimes on Libby, I can't find it on.
Cannot answer that off the top of my head, but let me make it up to myself.
Well, I tried to do it the old way, but contacted them here about couldn't they get it and they couldn't.
So is it, when you do a search for it, is it showing that it's in their catalog and just we don't have it bought it, we don't have access, or it's just no search results at all?
No search. I think it gives you, and it ever gives you information that it's available, but we don't have it, do they?
Yes, on Overdrive, will pop up some, like maybe 3 or 4 other books by that author, and there might be 20 others, like. Well, it does pop up some, but not Libby, and I've been using Libby for recently.
I will look, can't answer it right now, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, I did want to talk about the request for the training, travel, and education in particular. I want to put out there for your consideration the possibility of taking all of my staff that want to participate to the LLA conference in spring of next year. They have not firmed up the dates or the location yet. It's probably going to be in the Baton Rouge general area, and probably in March, but I don't know anything in particular yet. But those of you who were here at the time can remember back in 2017 or 18, we sent the staff who wanted to go to the ALA conference that was held in New Orleans that year. And they came back so rejuvenated. And they just had like a newfound respect for themselves and what they do. And it just was a wonderful experience. So I thought it might be, the reason I bring it up this coming year is LLA is doing for the first time in I don't know how long, a joint conference with CELA, which is the Southeastern Library Association. So it's like about 10 states. And our conference is their host conference this coming year. Have not done that since before I was at LLA.
So we might have better speakers.
We might have better speakers and more people to interact with. So I think it would be a really good opportunity.
It's not out of state.
It's not out of state.
Because it's too, I've been to the, I don't know, I was trying to look it up, the LLA, what's the other one? That's in Baton Rouge.
The trip, I don't know.
No, it was for librarians.
Was it, or?
This is it.
Was it?
LLA has been in different locations.
LLA, they all took the Google around.
They were New Orleans and Baton Rouge. I mean, New Orleans, but they were amazing.
Yeah.
I can actually vouch for it.
Well, and the last librarians don't get to go. I remember one year when they had a presentation, and the point they were making is we school libraries started going.
No, I paid for this on my own.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no funding. There's less than $250 for us to go.
Yeah. And we're running into that right now, actually, because the call for submissions for program proposals is still open right now. But I don't think we've had any from school librarians yet, because until they know a date, they've got no idea if they're going to be able to go or not.
And then we'll find them, and it's too late.
Yeah.
Has any recruit ever went to the one in Baton Rouge? It's like on a Saturday, the Louisiana, where they have all the authors there.
Oh, the book festival?
Yes. Well, that would be super cool too.
That would be.
That's.
That just happened, it's usually the first.
I was in a, I knew it was close, but then it's very.
Yeah.
Put that one on the chart, put that one on the books for next year, because that one would be expensive, it's free.
It's free to go, it's just a matter of getting everybody over there, getting them a hotel room that I can. But I'm.
Can we get them down back the same day?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it really, I think it starts at 9:00 and it's over at like 3:00.
Yeah. And if I'm renting a bus to do it, they can sleep on the way there and back, so.
It didn't boost morale, that, yeah, that is fun.
Yeah.
It's at a locker club and we brought some kids.
We need a motion for this individual item?
Not for the individual item, but for the budget as a whole.
Okay. So we're ready to approve that budget.
Yeah, I did bump the intergovernmental one quite a bit, because I never know what they're gonna. I have no idea what their algorithm is to come up with the number that they take from us for that. And I've been, you know, the last several years, I've tried to do a 3 or 4, maybe $5,000 increase each year. And they always jump that and go way above and we have to do an amendment. So I just thought I'd do a big jump this year and maybe we can amend it down for once.
So do you need a motion for us to accept the book?
I do need a motion when y'all are ready.
I'm ready to accept the budget as noted with changes. I have a motion to accept the budget. Given the changes that we're going to make, and the only changes I have are to the salary increase and to the little grant down to $250. Do I have a second? Okay, that seconds. Is there any further discussion, questions? Let's have a voice vote, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it, thank you. Next item on the agenda is. Setting a time for the public hearing.
So I do have in your packet, talking about if we were to use the budget committee, which we've done in the past, instead of getting the whole board or a quorum of the whole board for the public hearing. Last week, I attended the legislative auditors workshop on the Center for Local Government Excellence. And they talked about some upcoming changes to those statewide agreed upon procedures that we all love so much. And I think it would probably be of us to not use a budget committee and instead just have a forum of the board for the public hearing. But we do need to set a day and time for that.
Is Trimble back at work or doing okay or?
She is back at work and doing okay. Not today, today and tomorrow, she's doing some appointments over in New Orleans, but in general, she's doing good.
Okay, so it has to be done.
For the end of the year?
At least 15 days before the end of the year and after. I forget the number, how many days after I have it published. So I'm thinking by my calculations, if I get it in the paper this week, which means having it to them tomorrow, which I should be able to do, then it needs to be between November 21st and December 16th. How do we feel about the week after Thanksgiving?
Oh, I know I won't be.
Okay.
But that's just one person, so.
Well, no one else is speaking up, so it might be more than one person.
So you're saying the week of the 28th?
That's what I'm asking, yes.
It's just really, that people that want to speak on the budget.
Yeah.
Have we ever?
Honestly, I've never had anyone show up for that, other than the board.
So all we have to do is show up and vote on it. It's about a 5-minute meeting. It's just a matter of not people showing up.
Assuming the member of the public wants to speak, which so far.
Yeah, why do you think it's better the whole board instead of the?
So it doesn't have to be the whole board, but it has to be a forum, the whole board.
A forum goes down any.
Fine. The legislative auditors staff were talking about changes to the statewide agreed upon procedures that are coming down the pipeline. And I don't know when they're going to be in effect. But if it's before my audit, my next audit, which is going to be usually May, has to be done before June. Then they look at things in the statewide agreed upon procedures as far as were you following these best practices that we put in place? And one of the things that they are looking at is board activities and board committee activities. And since we don't have a finance or budget committee generally, it's just something we do just for this. I don't know how well it will hold up to that. So at worst, that will ding us and we get a finding on the statewide agreed upon procedure report. So it's not the end of the world. But if we want a clean report, this is a step we can take to try to get there.
Well, I could probably come the weekend of Thanksgiving, but I don't know my schedule, so it would have to be.
Six. Okay.
I do. What do you want to say?
That's 2 out of 5.
What day? You do Friday again.
Probably not Thursday.
Monday, the 28th, is that what you're?
Works for me if it works for you.
Kelly and Hart count as part of four.
I think she does, yes.
She was involved, so maybe in a bind, we could also have part of the other.
Do we want to wait instead of time when you?
You'll be the only one.
Yeah, I know.
It's your beauty, so we are.
Okay. So I have a public hearing Monday, November 28th. 6:10, does that work?
Yeah, if I, when I get home, I can check my schedule and see if it needs to go. I can do it earlier, but I'll keep that, you know.
Yeah. We'll go with 6:10.
That sounds good.
Again, it's just a 5-minute.
Most of the time.
Yeah. And Adam shows not that anybody wants there.
But somebody needs to move second approval for that.
No, I know that. Okay, I have a motion that we're going to have the budget approval meeting on November 28th at 6:10. I have a motion, do I have a second? Molly seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That would be a minute. We haven't met in a lobby before. Yeah, I'm there, so, okay, we can do it again.
We're all here, okay, no one's in front.
Okay, vote for board officers. You are the board.
It's right, we skipped one. We skipped, starting plans for next year.
Oh, okay. I thought we were saying, yeah, okay, meeting times for next year. So she's given us in the packet what we, when we would be meeting, if we meet on the first Monday as we have to meet. Does anyone have any thoughts on when or what time we meet?
We moved it a little bit today, and we had it at 4:30.
We've done 4:30, we've done 4:45. Back in the day, we did 1 o'clock. It just, it's whatever works for the current board.
4:30, 4:45. I made it. I dropped on the kid at 10, and the husband get there, pick it up.
So 4:30, 4:45, it's a matter?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are these dates work for?
I don't know yet.
Yeah. Entertain a motion that we will meet on the first Monday of those months that are shown, February, March, August, and November.
Are you making the motion?
I'm asking for.
Oh, I like the motion.
And Joe makes the motion, and Molly seconds. Thank you, Molly. All in favor?
All right.
Thank you. Election of officers.
I'm sorry, was that 4:30 or 4:45? What was the motion?
We did, so either way.
Okay, we've got leeway.
Okay, so we need to have nominations from the floor.
I guess for this one, the officers are fine. You're doing a great job. I changed it, it's not broken.
As long as Angela's willing, we're all your father.
God bless you whenever you have to do that. Evaluation, calculation. We changed officers. All right, all in favor of the officer slate as shown. Please say aye.
Aye.
Notice we didn't say.
Yeah. We're poor.
All right, thank you very much, I guess.
Who seconded the motion?
Nobody.
I'll second it.
Renew record retention schedule.
Yes.
One of our favorites.
Bundle of joy is required by the State Archives Office. And we don't have to renew it every year. Honestly, off the top of my head, I can't remember how often we have to renew it, but it's due.
I remember. I've been around a few months.
Yeah. It's been several years.
Three years.
No, 3 years, I think.
I know. So I'm not requesting any changes from how it went before, it's straight up renewal.
I mean, that we present Aaron's a record which is. I have a motion to accept the renewal retention schedule as shown in our packet second. I think it was definitely seconded. Thank you. All in favor? And we move on to approval of an investment.
Yes. So our CD with Aurora Federal Savings came up to call at the end of October. And we did go ahead and pull it. The majority of that money, $500,000, I have moved over into a treasury bill with UBS. It's giving 4.6% for the next year. That leaves right at $120,000 from that CD that I haven't done anything with yet. So I wanted your opinion, should I move that into something with UBS, or do we want to put it in a local CD so there is still some local money? Of course, everything in our now account is local too. As far as local CDs go, the best rate I'm seeing right now is from the one bank. I can do a 12-month at 3%, for a 13-month at 3.15%.
Can you do business with the credit unions?
I don't think so. I would not swear to that. I mean, we are, our employees are associated with Barksdale.
Right.
But I don't think we can do that.
Sure. It's probably, no, we can't, apparently saving some own. But the credit unions tend to act as banks too, and you can have a checking account, you have savings account. I don't know.
Offhand, I don't know.
Now, this big amount that we have that's our building fund, is that invested? Or is that all in your now account?
It's both.
Yeah. Is the majority of invested?
So we have a general fund as far as our accounting side goes. And all of our money is in different places. So whether the money that is with UBS or in now account goes to this budget item or that one.
Your now account's a checking account.
Now account is a checking account.
And it doesn't earn any interest.
No, it does not earn interest.
Just what do you get?
About 5 million.
It's not earning anything?
That's not earning. So I am moving things over to UBS, but I didn't want to do one giant prize. I haven't done business with them before this year, so it seemed prudent to kind of stage that. So we're moving it out,
and local CDs are better than nothing.
Yeah.
And you can get short loans.
Better than nothing.
Right, if they're on a 0.5% or 1%, you're.
Yeah.
So you don't need that 100,000 in the next year, either.
No.
And you can take it out any time at UBS, right?
At UBS, I think it's callable quarterly.
Okay. And then it should be UBS again?
So they are a financial and security, like, definitely national, maybe international.
Yeah, they are. I just don't remember how we got started.
Well, they approached us first, and you know how they do with the cold call, and they're all, at least the other municipalities that have accounts with us, and Parish Library have accounts with us, this sort of thing. And so I talked to the auditor about it, and she said, yeah, they're okay. I said, is there a benefit to going with them or LAMP, the Louisiana Asset Pool Management? That's what the MS for. You know, is one better than the other? That just been bumping up the rates at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I, before I came to you guys, to say, do we want to start doing business with UBS? I got information from them and LAMP to see what their rates were, and the LAMP people were very much here to roll late, and UBS is, I want your business. We're with UBS.
If we don't need it, I would entertain a motion to move the money from that CD into UBS.
Make the motion.
The motion's second by Beth, all in favor? So we go to old business, remind away.
I need certificates. Anyway, I've got a note to myself there. Let me find the right page. So, not including whatever was just dropped off to me before the meeting started, I need the 2022 certificates of completion for training for ethics, preventing sexual harassment, and preventing sexual harassment for supervisors from Angela, Molly, Beth, and Candace is no longer on the board, but I still need them. I'll remind her. I don't know if I can't force them to show up. But I do need those definitely before the end of the year. The sooner the better.
I know you sent it out before. Would you mind sending it for me, like all the links?
Sound good.
I got yours, yes.
I knew through the things that need voting on, because I think it's without going on.
Almost, I think.
Next item is update on policy or my millage note.
Yes, so our policy stated our millage before this recent election and the expiration date of it. So I wanted to update it so it doesn't have outdated information in it. In your packet, the highlighted bits are the proposed changes. And that would just go in our policy manual.
And I'll entertain a motion to accept those changes.
So moved.
Lynn moves, and I have a second thought. And Joe, all in favor? Thank you. Is that everything we voted on?
One more thing, next one.
75th anniversary, oh yeah, this is important. 75th anniversary update. This is approval to amend the budget by with an increase of $3,000. And we're all setting it with what? The ARRs.
Building an asset repair and replacement.
So just take it to one question.
Yeah.
And so I have a motion to move the money for the 75th anniversary. We won't spend it, we don't have to. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Lynn, all in favor? Thank you. And now we move on to reports.
That is everything we needed voted on, but I did want you to ask for help. You're good, if you need to run.
Just one note, these are the one, you know, we said that we would get invitations that board members could give to people that offered.
So who else they gone out to, so we don't do.
There's a mailing list with a bunch of people on it, and I'm sure we want one to duplicate, but that's okay. We'll encourage them to show up.
I think this will reinforce, if you're handing it to someone, I think it reinforces it. So I do encourage you, even if you think they got one in the mail, they might have thrown it away and.
Are they already being mailed?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. And the mailing is not gonna happen until closer to the time.
Like. It days out.
That's what we're gonna shoot for.
Not too soon.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would even know my level before that. Things have been taken, I guess if they're greater, they're greater, it's fine.
Sometimes they are taking a lot.
Well, the other goes to Baton Rouge before it comes back to us. And they get lost in Baton Rouge.
Yes.
So what were you looking for?
Okay. We've got the invitations, we're going to hand out, obviously, that we've got plenty of extras. I'm gonna have the clerks hand them out to patrons as they're checking out. Again, closer to time. We are gonna do a mailing list. I've given them to the Lions Club, I'm gonna give them to the Rotary Club. I've gotten us on the agenda for the Ritter City Council, Marysville Town Council, and police jury meetings. All happening next Monday evening. I cannot be in three places in one, so I need help. Because I also want to talk to them about renewing our lease, I want to go to Marysville one. Julie is perfectly capable of handling either police jury or city of Ritter. It would be great if we could have a board member either go with her and or another board member go to the other one. And basically just to tell them about the event and invite them and pass out some invitations. So if anyone is available for that, please let me know and we will work that out.
So when is this?
Next Monday. The city council is at 5:30. Police jury is at 6 o'clock, and yes, they are usually on Tuesdays, but for some reason it's Monday this month.
Next week.
next, yeah, next Monday. So I've got those going on. And if anybody was able to text me, catch me in the hallway, do something, and let me know. And swing by and pick up some more invitations to hand out. So that's what we're looking at for that. Oh, also, the posters came in with advertising too. But those turned out really cute. We're gonna have those up in our, all of our branches. We're going to ask Town of Maryville to put one in their town hall. See if City Hall will put one in there. City Hall, we've got, if we've got enough, we'll ask City to put one in City Hall. If not, I want to put one up in the post office lobby. I want to put one up there. So try to get some word out.
Do you need anything? Or are you gonna take up with the group where you live in Maryville?
Actually, I think Melissa already has it in Maryville. So we should be good there. And there's a lot more about 75th anniversary, but it's all in your packet. You already read it. So that's that.
Reports.
Okay. So first is the financial year to date report. We will have some amendments we need to do when it's all said and done, but I'm gonna wait until the year is done. We've got final numbers before we do that. I think we're on track to be fine as far as our year to date budget goes. I'm sure we will have some moving around to do from one category to another, but goodness knows the money is there to pay for it all. So we're in really good stead as far as that goes. On the second page of the budget report, where it talks about location of funds, that certificate of deposit at BFSB is the one that got closed out at the end of last month. And it was actually a little more than that when we closed it out. It was $620,030.50. So that's what our money is. The page after that goes into the monthly statistical report, and it talks about our circulation, just kind of an overview of electronic resource usage. That, if you look under electronic resource usage, that first line will be Louisiana Connect database use. That's talking about the databases that are paid for by the state library, and they decide which database they are, and it's every library in the state has the same databases in that collection, for lack of a better term. We never get great numbers from that, or I won't say never. We haven't in a long time gotten great numbers from that. We're not getting a lot of them. But I did just find out last Friday that some state funds have been restored to the state library, and they want to reconvene a database committee that used to get together and kind of discuss and try to decide which databases would be the best fit, the best value for money, all this kind of thing. They haven't had one of those in probably 7 or so years, but they have some funding restored. They're going to get that back on, and hopefully we can see some changes for the positive there. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that. And that reminds me, I need to mention it to Julie. She used to serve on that committee, and there were more people to serve again. So maybe I'll say, hey. You'll notice there's nothing next to outreach for this month. This is reflecting September's numbers, by the way. They were the last full month I had when I sent this packet out. No outreach events in September, but boy, did we make up for it in October. Between the fair and the Bradley Festival, and there was a literacy night at Hey Our Hanshi, and all kinds of things going on. I think we had, I want to say it was 12 outreach events of whatever sort, and over 3,000 people reached through those events. So it was a busy month. But that's all good news. So that's looking good. The next several sheets after that talk about circulation. And if I may, I would like to draw your attention to the West Central or WC category in the bottom quadrant of that page, so like spreadsheet. And look at the 21 versus 22 members, particularly male on. Is it the thing of beauty? So yeah, that's the last day of April was our official opening day of the new location, the new branch.
Yeah, good June.
It's done. I'm very pleased with that. Next several pages are same information in different ways. And then finally, we have the activities report. So things to note on here. We did do our fall all staff meeting in October. And I think it was one of the better all staffs we've done in a very long time. We had some people from the community come in and do some presentations. I had Krishan Youngblood come talk. She used to be the counselor at Brenner High School, but for several years now she worked at McNeese, and she is now their chief diversity officer. So she came and did a presentation on microaggressions and biases, that sort of thing. And I thought she did a really good job with that. We had Julie Bailey come and talk about all of the different programs that the workforce office has for people. So we got a lot of people coming in trying to fill out job applications or updating their resume or what have you, something in the job seeking realm. And you know, sometimes they're looking for extra training or anything like that, or if they're running into issues. The WIOA program, Workforce Investment Opportunity Act, I think is what that stands for, is just so much more robust than anyone realizes. They can help pay for transportation to your classes or help pay for childcare while you're doing it. You know, there are just all of these aspects of it that people don't think of and could really help with some of the roadblocks that you run up against in real life. So I wanted Julie to come talk about with the staff, kind of share that information with them so that they can. I certainly don't have it memorized by now. It's too much for any one person who doesn't do it day in and day out to really know. But now they've got that concept in their heads that, hey, when I'm talking to a patron and they're telling me about this problem, maybe I can tell them, go talk to them. They have something that might be able to help. So I think that went really well. What else did I want? I did want to mention, I think I emailed you guys a few times when it happened. I had to shut down several times because of water issues. I hate when I have to do that. But I'm not staying open with no toilets flushed in a public building. It's just not happening. So that happened several times. In fact, it happened at the end of October again. Really surprised me because, you know, the city had put out there was somebody hit a water main, but it was on the west side of town, like out towards the bypass. I'm like, there's no way that's going to impact us. So about half an hour before closing time, there wasn't enough pressure to flush a toilet, so we closed early. So if you get complaints, I'm sorry, I did what I had to do.